I like myself and serve myself only the best. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I like myself and serve myself only the best. Now, who do we are? Who do we are? Who are we? Who do we say we are? Do we say that we are a person? Do we say that we are our name? Can we really believe that we're number one? Can we really believe that we are beautiful beings, that we are wonderful beings, and that we deserve to enjoy everything that life has to offer? If not, pull the plug now and drop out the drain. But remember, you are number one. You are the best. You are the most important person on the face of the earth. Because without you, your consciousness wouldn't recognize what's going on. So your consciousness lives in your body, and your body deserves the best. It deserves the finest thoughts, the finest actions, the finest attitudes, the finest relationships, the finest health. Oh my, isn't that nice? The finest health, wouldn't that be wonderful? Now, think about it. I will say this at least 300 million, billion, trillion times, and I hear it, and I enjoy it. But other people pretend that it wasn't said. And I say to each of you, and you're my creation, and so I say, you are an exact replica of me, and I am whole and perfect. I am independently wealthy. I am happy under all circumstances. I like me. I like me. I like me. And so when I create beings who like themselves, beings who think that they're wonderful, beings who know that they're number one, beings who are absolutely fantastic, and they know that they deserve the best and they should always have the best. I like myself and serve myself only the best. Now, let's ask a question here. We'll ask a question. Why do we think sometimes we're not getting the best? Why do we think sometimes we're not getting the best? Why is it that somebody else gets a bigger piece of cake than you do? Because you didn't cut the cake. Why do you think that someone else is enjoying better relationships than you are? Because you think someone else is enjoying better relationships than you are. All you have to do is turn it around and say, I am enjoying super relationships. No comparison. I'm enjoying super relationships. What's one of the first things that erodes a marriage? Possession. When possession is in a marriage, and it's in most marriages, unhappily, it erodes the marriage, and the marriage is doomed to die. And I say, oh boy, you're certainly not very nice about marriages. No, no. Marriages are just fine. If we could redefine them. If we could redefine marriages as opportunity for two people who think alike and enjoy each other's company and want to be together, hey, that's cool. But the moment you say, I dedicate myself to you till I die, there's no other person in the world but you. And if I want to go someplace, I have to tell you, you know, because, yeah, and then you got to agree. You got to agree that I can go where I want to go. And of course, possession destroys it. Well, that's not giving yourself the best. Now, today, a little bit of change is happening. Not very big, but a little bit. Where people are beginning to write their own marriage vows. And they're leaving out all that possession. They're leaving out all that, till we die and that sort of stuff. Not that it shouldn't be that way, but they're leaving that out. Because they feel that's too limiting. Well, why do it in the first place? You say, well, Herb, the church teaches marriage, and you have weddings and marriage ceremonies, and you do all those things. I sure do. And be careful if you ever have me do your wedding, because it'll be a wonderful wedding. It'll be a marriage in which you wake up to how wonderful you are, and how terrific you are, and how much you're desired by everyone in your world, including yourself. And you don't care. You say, thank you. You're very wise to desire me, but at the moment I just choose to desire myself. And isn't that nice? Isn't that something? Wouldn't it be something if people just started to desire themselves instead of being desired by somebody else? We had a young man recently who had a relationship, and the relationship went along just great. Neither one got too serious about it. And then they decided to spend some time together. And in spending some time together, they woke up that, hey, she's not all that good and he's not all that good. Each one have their unique little qualities about them that are not seen in a few hours of being together occasionally. And, hey, if you were to develop a marriage before you had that sort of an experience, my goodness, you were in for a great surprise. And the surprise is that everyone must be themselves. And everyone must be their wonderful self. And if you're not your wonderful self, why bother living? Because as we teach, be yourself and have fun, that's the code of living. That doesn't mean disrespect for the community in which you live, or the laws, or the world in which you live, or your mate, or your friend, or whoever. It means great respect. Great respect. Now, if you want to enjoy a perfect body, you think a perfect body all day long. You know that? And if you don't want to think a perfect body all day long, then you don't enjoy a perfect body. You should have a perfect body in your mind every moment of your life. Every moment of your life. Do you have trouble, when we spoke about this yesterday or before, do you have trouble saying that you're a woman or you're a man? No. Okay. You should have no trouble in saying, I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. How many billion, zillion times do you say that each day? Or do you acknowledge it? Or do you know it already? If you know it, then there's nothing in your body that you want to change. There's nothing in your mind that you want to change. You're there. You're fulfilled. You're complete. And if you're not fulfilled and complete, better get busy and put the right kind of petrol in there, the right kind of gas, high grade, and start appreciating yourself and say, I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. You know, just saying I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body is enough. I live in my ideal spirit, yeah, one is all, mind, all awareness, body, this vehicle that I travel in, my ideal body. What is our ideal body? Well, every organ, action, function, perfect, okay? Every cell of our body does its divinely designed thing. Our eyes, ears, nose, throat, rest of us, all functions perfectly. And what happens? We never are sick. We never have lack. We never feel poorly. We never feel weak. We never feel tired. We're indefatigable. And it's a wonderful thing to be. Now, if we were really able to say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, all day long, every waking thought, we would have a perfect spirit, mind, and body that we'd be living in. Now, if you feel you have a perfect spirit, mind, and body, then go on to anything else you want to do. But if you haven't, then you got to decide whether you're a boy or a girl, you know? Yeah. And once you decide, what it is you are, then be it. Once you decide that you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, and there's nothing to improve, there's nothing to change, there's nothing to ratify in any way, you're there. You're done. But always give yourself the best. Always give yourself the best. You know, and people say, well, does that mean I should have the best house and the best car and the best? Well, those are good things too. But start out at the basics. Start out at the simple basics. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That's simple basics. Now, what would you do if you had your ideal spirit, your ideal mind, your ideal body? You know what you would do? You would say, I feel like going to the country. And your super limousine, Rolls Royce, sports car, or anything, your Hummer, whatever it is that turns you on, it would be waiting at the door for you with or without a driver, however you like it. And you say, I'm going home. Well, what in the hell is your home? What does it look like? Does it look like what it is right now? Or does it look like the ideal? Your home right now is what you have accepted. You have accepted your home just the way it is. You have accepted the rooms, the building, the value, the location, and all that stuff, just the way it is. You accepted that. And you got it. Now, what do you want to accept? What do you really want to accept? What do you really want to have? Have you got any idea in your mind of what kind of a home you really like to have? Well, you can't have it until you got in mind what you want. Once you have in your mind what you want, then you can have the things. Then you can have these things. And that's the important thing. You have to make up your mind who you are. And I like myself and serve myself only the best. I'm going to my mountain cabin. Do you think I want a mountain cabin that looks like a city apartment? I want a rustic mountain cabin with a beautiful log building, you know, with a nice fire in the fireplace there. And it's cozy warm, of course. And the kitchen is perfectly accoutred with every little item that would please me. And yet, it doesn't look modern. It looks, you know, rustic, but it's got all the modern stuff in it. It has a microwave and everything else, you know, and the water has a filtration system on it, which it really doesn't need because the water up there is so pure. And the fireplace has a perfect gadget in it. You just put your log in there and turn on the gas and light the fire, and the log starts on fire. And when the log is burning nice, you turn off the gas, and you got a beautiful fire going there. And if it's hot outside, you have your air conditioner on. See, the whole thing is cool. What kind of a log cabin do you want? What kind of a rustic home up in the mountain do you want to go and relax in? Well, if you want it like your city apartment, that's okay too. They build city apartments up in the North Woods too, because there are people who live in the North Woods year-round, and they would rather not have the rustic aspects of it. They want to have the modern. But think about it. I like myself and serve myself only the best. What is the best in your mind? What is the best for you? What is what you conceive of as the best? If you want to have a relationship, have a perfect relationship. Have a relationship that is not possessive. See, like we say, you're untouched by anything. You're one-pointed, you're unpossessed, you're not judgmental. And man, if you had a relationship like that, you'd be in heaven, wouldn't you? It'd be really great. And both of you the same way, you know, both of you feel the same way. And you walk out the door and nobody asks you where you're going. You say, well, they're not interested. It's not that they're not interested. It's that you have created yourself being free to come and go as you wish without disturbing anybody else, you know, or disturbing yourself. And everybody's got so many things going for them. They're having fun. Hey, you want to go fishing with me? No, thank you. No excuse. Okay, see you later. Hey, I'm going to a dance tonight. I heard in the village they're having a nice dance tonight, and it's going to be a square dance and polka and all that good stuff, and, you know, the kind of stuff you really like. You want to come? Yeah, I'm going. Oh, I'm going too. Fine. I'm going to take one car then. But are we together? Maybe, maybe not. I'm here. We're having a relationship of sorts. And we go to a dance, and you dance with everybody else, and I dance with everybody else. And why not? You know. Do you enjoy dancing together? Not really. But we enjoy being together in a lot of other ways, you know. But dancing isn't just one of those things. He dances in a schlutzy way, and she dances in a highbrow way. And that was so. She finds people who like to dance in a highbrow way, and he finds people who like to dance in a schlutzy way, you know. And they both have a great time. Now, is that bad? No. That's what you say. I like myself and serve myself only the best. So, you see, and only the best does not include being touched by how other people feel, being uninterested. See, one-pointed is what we want to do. We want to be interested in what we're interested in and not possessed by anything. When we're possessed by how other people should act or how other people should live or do things, hey, we got problems, you know. We're only interested in what we do. You see, that what a selfish way to live. But it's the way we live anyhow. Why not live knowingly doing that and then live harmoniously doing that and create people in your world who also like to do that, and you'll have a wonderful world. And no judgment. You never judge what another person does. If other people are doing things that are not harmonious for you, you don't include yourself, you know. You just don't participate. But the big point that I'd like to make on this little issue here, I like myself and serve myself only the best. If a body want a body that is well and strong, he must think a perfect body, think it all day long. If we want a perfect body, we must think a perfect body all day long. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And not try to judge what that's going to be, because we always judge ourselves too little. We take too little of the perfect idea. And then, as we let it happen, miracles take place. We have that perfect body, and we're living in a perfect body, and we say, hey, you got a perfect body. Yeah. Was there ever a time you didn't have a perfect body? I don't remember. Oh, there must have been a time you didn't have a perfect body. I don't remember. I think about it. So you start thinking about it. Pretty soon you have the imperfect body you used to have before. Mm-hmm. Wherever your thought is. Do not ever live in the past. Do not ever live in an area which is not the harmonious area that you want to express in your life. Live only in the area that pleases you. Only in the area that reports to you how wonderful you are. Because that's what it's all about. So there, too. And I love you very much.
I love you, too.
I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you.